Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Kostos is on the line. Radio.com Sports Betting Insider, host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. You can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again.
What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you, as per usual, on a Thursday, and of course, to the great people of Kansas City.
Fesco wanted to know, do you drink cold coffee in the cold?
Yes. Yes, I do. Although I did last week. I was with my girlfriend, and we were at like this like cafe by where she lives or whatever, like one of these like hipster coffee places. And I had hot coffee, and I don't know why, like the mood struck me, and I wanted a hot coffee, but it was like very hot. It was like the first time in, I want to say maybe like 10 years, I've actually gone somewhere and ordered hot coffee. So, yes, even in like the dead of winter, I will drink iced coffee. It was actually not bad, hot coffee, but I'm back on the iced coffee train. I'm actually looking right now at this beautiful mason jar I've got, which is filled to the brim with dark roast cold brew coffee. God bless. I'm going to drink that. It's going to be a nice jolt before I get on the train to head into Manhattan in a little bit.
Well, I do appreciate the cold brew coffee and the fact that you're, you know, talking about it. It makes me want to actually like take your advice on that Amazon link you sent a month ago and buy some of that stuff.
What are you waiting for? It's literally like I am an idiot, as you may tell from some of my picks, and I'm able to put this coffee together. You can definitely do it. Strong recommend for me.
Like, I know
the sales aren't until like next week, Bob. You can
that,
wait.
That is true. I'm waiting for Cyber Friday or whatever we have coming up. Yeah. Cyber Monday. That I'll take advantage of all of those sales on Amazon. All right. Let me start off with a Chiefs question right now and Super Bowl odds. Is this a good week to say, you know what? Let me throw a couple of bucks down on the Chiefs getting to and winning the Super Bowl.
You know, I've been saying all week on You Better You Bet this week. I don't think the Patriots are going to win the AFC, guys. And I kind of think that the AFC is a little wide open right now. New England is obviously awesome, and they have the great equalizer in Bill Belichick, their head coach. But like, let's take this Sunday's game, for instance, right, Cowboys and Patriots. If the Cowboys had a head coach with half a brain, like let's say you switch the head coaches in this game and Bill Belichick coached the Cowboys and Jason Garrett coached the Patriots, the Cowboys would definitely win the game. Like, the Cowboys are a better team than the Patriots. Like, the Patriots don't have the personnel to really do what they've done in previous years right now. It's certainly within the realm of possibility that they can, like, mirror kind of what the 2015 Broncos did. And I'm not saying that 2019 Tom Brady is as bad as 2015 Noodle Arm Peyton Manning, but, like, they don't have any weapons, and Brady ain't getting any younger. Like, Brady's still great. He's still Brady. But, like, 14 incompletions in the first half last week, he's clearly frustrated, and he should be. I don't know that this offense is good enough. Like, they're going to have to try and win games, like Brady said earlier this week, on defense and special teams. And, like, I think the Ravens are going to bludgeon them if they play them again. They're going to run the ball on the Patriots' defense because they can do it. And I think the Chiefs are going to be able to score points. So, like, we remember the AFC Championship game last year, and obviously I'm not trying to bring it up, like, rub it into people who are obviously very upset by the result. But, like, that was a high-scoring game. Like, the Patriots outscored the Chiefs in that game and happened to win the coin toss in overtime. Like, if these two teams play again in the playoffs, and I understand the Patriots' defense is great, why can't the Chiefs score 27 points in that game with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback? Like, they can, and I'm not sure that the Patriots can score to catch up. So I think if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're a Ravens fan, I think you're feeling pretty decent right now, as decent as you can with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady on the other sideline. So I think there is reason for optimism right now as it concerns the Chiefs and the Ravens right now for AFC futures to go to the Super Bowl.
So who is the best value in your mind, then, to win the AFC right now?
I would say it's Kansas City, and I haven't seen the updated odds this morning, but it's the Chiefs. I think the Ravens are at the absolute top of the market right now, the apex of the market, and I feel like I say that every week, and every week they just play better and better. At some point, like, it's going to correct a little bit. I actually think it's going to happen on Monday night. I bet the Rams +3.5 a couple days ago. Ravens may win that game, but I don't think this is going to be like a blowout like we're used to seeing with the Ravens at this point here. So I don't think there's a ton of value in Baltimore. There's obviously no value on the New England Patriots. And then I think if you look at the landscape of the AFC, and here's the question that you, when I say you, I mean like the person listening to this right now on the radio, which you got to ask yourself, like, how many teams in the AFC can actually win the conference and actually go to the Super Bowl? Like, can the Houston Texans do it?
No.
I would argue no, because I think their coach is absolutely terrible. So
right.
Can the Colts do it? I would say no, because I don't think they have enough talent at quarterback. I like Brissett, but, like, can Brissett go to the Super Bowl? I would say probably not. So I think you've only really got three teams that can win the conference. Patriots, the Ravens, and the Chiefs.
Agree.
The Chiefs have the best odds right now. Ergo, I think the Chiefs are the best value.
All right, let's look at tonight's game. Colts and Texans. Obviously, this is going to have a factor in the postseason race. What do you like tonight?
You know, it's a very tough game to handicap, guys. And I feel like it sounds like a cop-out because, like, I know people want, like, this is the pick and, like, it's the greatest pick of all time. But we're going to have to wait to see, like, is T.Y. Hilton playing in the game? He's trending to play in the game, but we don't know if he's going to play in this game. He's obviously missed some time. You know, he's been practicing this week. He's questionable on the injury report. Hilton has absolutely crushed the Texans in his career. If you look at Jacoby Brissett's numbers with and without Hilton, which makes sense when you have your number one receiver, you perform better. So, I mean, if T.Y. Hilton plays in the game, I lean towards the Colts getting the points. If Hilton doesn't play, I kind of still like Indy getting the points because I think the coaching advantage and the coaching mismatch in this game is very fast, right, between Frank Reich and between Bill O'Brien. So it's a slight lean for me. Like, I'm not going to bet the game if Hilton doesn't play. I'll just watch it, and, like, I got a lot of fantasy implications tonight, so I'll be invested in it. If T.Y. Hilton does play tonight, and we're going to have to wait to see if that's the case an hour and a half before kickoff, I do think that there then becomes some value with the Indianapolis Colts.
Nick, you've mentioned coaching a lot. For years, I said I believe I could be a better head coach than a good portion of these dopes in the NFL right now. How much value do you put on coaching matchups when you look at where you're placing your money in a game?
Oh, it's absolutely massive, and it's more pronounced in the NFL than it is in any other sport. And I'm not sure that it's even close. I mean, look at the Browns a couple times this season. You know, like, I've come on the show and, like, this is what people don't understand. It's like when you give a pick and the pick loses, like, it's not a bad pick necessarily. Like, I think we handicapped the Browns very well earlier in the season, right? The game against Seattle that they lost at home, when they got blown out by the Patriots in New England, and then the loss that they had in Denver. If you actually, like, watch the games and, like, watch the box and, like, look at the box score of these games, the Browns not only should have covered in all three, they should have won all three games by, like, double digits. But Freddie Kitchens is absolutely terrible. So, like, you have to take that into account. Maybe it wasn't a great pick, I guess, right? Because you have to take that into account that Freddie Kitchens is the head coach, right? It's like the Cowboys-Patriots game that I said, like, the Patriots in no universe, 1-53, are that much better than the Dallas Cowboys. They're just not. But they have the greatest head coach of all time, and the Cowboys have the clock for Jason Garrett. So, like, if you switch coaches, I think the Cowboys would win the game by 10. So I think coaching is a major thing that you have to take into account. And, like, that's obviously the human element that goes into handicapping games. It's like, yeah, the Browns should be covering in all these games, but then the other head coach is an absolute dope, and he screws it up every Sunday. So it's massive in the NFL. Massive.
Nick Kostos, we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal plus 20 bets in the absolute very best of luck.
Love it. Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet. You can hear him each and every night in the radio.com app. He's our sports betting insider, brought to you by the midsize metros from Mercedes-Benz. Again, go check out Nick, You Better You Bet, every night in the radio.com app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.